Wind Chime by Tony Hoagland. She goes out to hang the wind chime in her nightie and her work boots. It's 6:30 in the morning, and she's standing on the plastic ice chest, tiptoe, to reach the crossbeam of the porch. Wind chime in her left hand, hammer in her right, the nail gripped tight between her teeth. But nothing happens next, because she's trying to figure out how to switch number one with number three. She must have been standing in the kitchen, coffee in her hand, asleep when she heard it. The wind blowing through the sound the wind chime wasn't making, because it wasn't there. No one, including me, especially anymore, believes till death do us part. But I can see what I would miss in leaving. The way her ankles go into the work boots, as she stands upon the ice chest, the problem scrunched into her forehead, the little kissable mouth with the nail in it.